Thank you, Mr. Chair. Activity E was to prepare a document on measures to support international rail carriages in the context of the crisis caused by the pandemic of the new coronavirus infection, COVID-19. We tackled this in two separate manners. You will recall that we had a specific workshop that took place in the framework of the Working Party on Rail Transport at its 75th session, aimed at specifically how railways were working towards a post-pandemic recovery. The workshop discussions were supported by a number of presentations, which were substantial input into the tasks for this activity. In addition to this, a consultant was hired to gather further information on how the railways were working towards this recovery, which involved significant assistance and also excellent contributions from members of the group through the response to a questionnaire, which really facilitated this analysis further. The output of this was really, the aim was to gather information within a study focusing on recommendations on support to international rail carriers. We had a number of ongoing discussions during the group sessions on this topic and on what was being prepared. And at our fifth session in April of this year, the participants noted that the study titled Railways at the Center of a Post-Pandemic Recovery, Measures to Support International Rail Carriers, had been completed with recommendations going forward. And in particular, the group welcomed the fact that the publication had been very well received at the 85th session of the Inland Transport Committee in February of this year, in February 23. Sorry. So much so that I have no hard copies left. So for those of you who were not able to get a copy, the best I can do is to encourage you to download it from the internet. It is available on our website, of course, so you are able to gather it. But the lesson has been learned that even post-pandemic, we need to keep printing more copies of the publications that we are doing, not less, because they disappear like hotcakes. So with the finalization of the above study and the recommendations that were produced as a result, the group believes that it has fulfilled the requirements under Activity E for this part of the mandate of the group. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't know if there are any comments or questions on this.